You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Monday morning to you. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday. Maybe it's Monday evening and you've tuned in at 8:45 in the evening. Thank you. Regardless of the time, I thank you for tuning in to God's frequency today, WGOD, to hear a word from Him. And your word today is going to come out of the Gospel of Matthew. A week ago, we started a verse-by-verse study in Matthew, and we are in chapter 1. We're in chapter 2 today. I did not play chapter 1. I figured we would do something else other than looking at the genealogies, which actually, though, was quite interesting in why the genealogies were different between Matthew and Luke. That was my sermon from the first week. This week here today, we're going to be introduced or reacquainted with a group of people called the Magi, sometimes translated as wise men, as well as this wicked despot, Herod the Great, as he's known as. Great, huh? I don't know. We'll see about that as we're running to him today. So that's where we're at here today, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, Matthew chapter 2. For more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Our church website is islandcommunitychurch.net, and there's more info on there as well. So, okay, well, let's go right to part one of this message now, Matthew chapter 2.
We have survived a sermon based on genealogies and are heading to chapter 2 here today. And I promise you that the next 27 chapters will be a lot more easier than last week. Though I did feel that last week's sermon was informative, though. And I hope you did as well. I mean, how many of you knew why the genealogies were different in Matthew than in Luke? You know, this is my 7th year at Island Community Church. Praise God. 7 years this January. And what a thrill it's been. Now let's set the table for today's sermon, chapter 2. Before we get to that, you got to think back to the book of Daniel. Now, in the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had a dream. And he insisted that his peeps tell him both the dream and its interpretation. And what mortal could ever do that? Any old sap could give you a fake interpretation. But tell me the dream, too, is what the king said. Now, Daniel chapter 12, chapter 2, verse 12 says this. It says, for this reason, that is, the reason no one could tell him what the dream was. Daniel 2:12. For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Greek word, magi. M-A-G-I. It's plural, actually. M-A-G-O-I. More than one. Magi. So the decree went out, and they began killing the Magi. And they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them too. So Daniel is going to save the day here. Verse 24, therefore Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the Magi of Babylon. And he went and said thus to them, "Do not destroy the Magi. Take me to the king, and I will tell the king its interpretation." All right, so Daniel saves the day and the Magi all from being killed. Daniel 2:48. It says, "Then the king promoted Daniel, and he gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all of the Magi of Babylon." So, obviously, the Magi loved Daniel. Daniel was one responsible for saving their lives. Daniel was the one responsible for their very existence. They owed it to Daniel. They owed it to God, and they owed it to Daniel. If you come back here Wednesday night, you'll discover when we get to chapter 9 in a few weeks, the Magi understood from their mentor and chief administrator approximately when the Messiah would be born. So now, 500 years has passed, and the Magi's tradition has been passed down from generation to generation, I'm sure, because they trusted in everything that Daniel told them. So now, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1. I wanted you to see the history behind these people. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1. "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem," now remember, don't confuse this with the being born in a manger in Luke. These are two separate accounts. This is somewhat later. "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that has been born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him.' Now, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born." All right, so how did the Magi know this? What did Daniel tell them? I'll show you if you'd like to see. If you would please, turn with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 9. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24. Gabriel, the angel, speaking. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, a week here, where it says 70 weeks, is the Hebrew word Shabuah. It means a week of years or a period of sevens. A week of years is how many years? Seven. So 70 weeks of years is 70 times seven, or how many years is that? 490. So God told them, "You guys have got 490 years to get your act." Now, remember, the Magi are sitting here, and Gabriel the angel is giving this revelation to Daniel. Now, my paraphrase, God's told them, "You guys have got 490 years to get your act together. You've got 490 years to stop sinning," that is, put an end to sin and transgression, "to make reconciliation, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy," meaning visions and prophecies are temporary, although they will continue until the end of the 490 years, "and to anoint the most holy," or we could say christen. That's funny. The Greek word for christen is the word Christos. It means to anoint, or anointed one. That's Jesus. the Christ. So the speaker, Gabriel, it goes on speaking to Daniel. Know therefore, this is Daniel 9:25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. All right, that's 69 weeks. 69 weeks of years is 483 years. 69 times 7. So know and understand that from the command to restore and build Jerusalem until that star appears and the Messiah will come. So talk about counting your days, huh? These guys must have been waiting and watching, waiting, waiting for this to take place. Counting down the days and waiting for this to happen. 483 years. But Jerusalem was still in shambles, so first they got to wait for the command. Then, 90 years after that revelation, you come to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1. Now Nehemiah is pouting. He's upset that Jerusalem is in shambles. Now, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 says this. Now it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. Don't tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. How often do you see time given this explicitly in the Bible? Now it came to pass, they know this day, which by the way is March the 4th, 444 BC. If you're writing, they know, secular people, everyone knows when Artaxerxes became the ruler. I mean, hardly ever do you see this in the Bible. On the 20th year of King Artaxerxes and in the month of Nisan, March the 4th, 444 B.C. Now it came to pass that when wine was before, I'm in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1. It came to pass when wine was brought before him, I took the wine, gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. Therefore the king said to me, why is your face sad? You're not sick. This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. And I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burnt with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I did not make it. You came to search and rescue, and love the Father sent you. Broke through the darkest night. You came to seek and save us, you came to liberate us. Jesus.
Jesus, you heard our cry.